Broadcasting live from Huonville, Banjo's Huonville on the way. Big Jackie Wright joining us from the Honeypot, also our caller of the week. Of course, giving back to our bow buddies from 2020. But right now, let's talk to the lady of the moment. She's letting us broadcast live from her store. She's one of the part owners of Banjo's Bakery in Huonville. Please welcome Isabel Sly. Isabel.
Hey, guys.
Isabel, thank you so much for letting us broadcast from a place.
You are so welcome.
That smells like this.
We're always happy to have you guys down here.
Yeah, no, Isabel, I'll be honest. I think Nath may have done this one just to try and polish off as many pies as possible.
I actually offered our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, to do the entire day.
Yeah, no, it's not a joke. He did. He's like, we could go till 12.
Oh, mate. Sounds like something we can plan. Don't worry.
I'm so comfortable right here, Isabel. It smells amazing. The fresh bread is coming out. We've got a Banjo's coffee. I don't even think I can do the interview. I'm just too in love.
Yeah. How do you feel like owning a Banjo's? They're so quintessentially, I think, Tasmanian, like people getting around them. I mean, we're chatting to Mitchie McPherson, a friend of ours later. Yes, you guys doing the coffees and stuff as well. How does it feel to be an owner of a Banjo's?
Oh, great, great. It's such a big brand. And, you know, I think we've spoken about before how much an impact we have on our local communities. And it's just so important and so great to be a franchise as well, because we do have that. You know, we do support the Speak Up, Stay Chatty. We have all of that background for us, and just feels a great thing to be a part of.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you guys do so much for the community as well. How does it make you feel to be like, okay, we know these people come in, they buy our stuff, but we like to give back just as much?
Yeah, look, it feels great. And I think that's the point of all of this, is talking about all our COVID and whatnot. And just the support we have had from the locals is just incredible.
Yeah. It's funny, like, even if we didn't, Nathan, I was saying, even if we weren't doing the show for me this morning, like even this week, there's stuff to chat about. Like we wanted to chat to Mitchie on the show about the coffees and stuff, which we're doing in Atlanta. But then also you've got the new lasagna pie as well.
Yes.
So like there's so much going on again, even
so
if we weren't
here.
So much
innovation, yeah. So much fun.
Yeah. So you talk to us about this lasagna pie.
What do you want to know?
Oh, this is genius. So, I want to know
revolutionary.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need to taste it, obviously.
Yeah, sorry,
we'll get you some to taste.
Well, that's the first thing I want to know. When's it coming out of the oven? But can you tell us all about it, like from its inception to where did it come from to how people can get their hands on them, I guess?
Look, I don't know too much about the inception. Sure. All of the magic happens in the office at Banjo's.
Is it just like they're like, what can we stuff in a pie?
Yeah, look, they're really pushing out some bangers lately, aren't they?
Yeah.
And all the stores will have them, so you just rock on in and you got to try one.
Are there ever like internal Banjo's memos sent out where they're like, Steve from marketing's going, why don't we put this in a pie? And you guys are like, absolutely not, Steve. Stop trying to put those kind of things in pies.
Yeah, look, the franchise is great that way, and it takes everyone's information and everyone's suggestions into according. So
put a milkshake in a pie.
Like that.
No, that's
Steve.
Not...
Hey, you
told
never
you.
Know.
Yeah. Don't know what's next.
Don't give him any ideas.
Chatting. Yeah, we were talking last year with COVID and stuff, and it hit everyone pretty hard. But again, you had a lot of support of the
local community. Absolutely. I mean, to watch all the businesses around essentially crumble in some locations is really, really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But we've been so lucky, and being a franchise as well, we've had that support and just the support from the locals all day, every day. Just people actively going out thinking, you know what, I need to support local right now.
Yeah.
And, we're just so grateful.
How important is that in your staff as well? Like people we've chatted to in the Huon area have said like, oh, well, you know, it's not just we know Banjo's, it's the people here especially.
Yeah, that's exactly
familiar
right.
Faces having that conversation. So how important, I guess, is it to get your staffing right?
So important. I mean, the majority of our staff are local. They're the friends, they're your neighbours, they're... Yeah.
The people you already know. You're like, oh my
That's
God,
exactly
when did you
right.
start working here?
Yeah. And I mean, we say it so often that we're a family, but we really are down here.
Absolutely. And especially being in Huonville as well. I mean, Jim, we mentioned it at the start of the show. It's so stunning. It's got to be
a beautiful part of the world.
Beautiful.
One of the most stunning places in the entirety of Tasmania. The drive down here, watching the sunrise. Not only do you have the beautiful smells in here, but everything at Banjo's in Huonville hits all your senses. Oh, if you just look outside, it's stunning.
I feel sorry for the people outside driving into the city. Oh my God, you're leaving here?
Are you leaving? Yeah. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for joining
us. You're so welcome. Thanks for being here, guys.
Of Banjo's in Huonville. Isabel, all the best.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.